This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Imagine boarding an airplane and being escorted to your suite. That's right, not your seat, but your suite, directly from an airport lounge. This is just the start of an incredible journey with today's guest. From flying Spirit Airlines to opulent suites in the sky, Nicole's story is a remarkable leap into the world of points and miles. In this episode, we dive into her journey from economy flights to experiencing the luxury of Etihad's apartments in the sky. Nicole shares how she and her family navigate travel and experiencing unforgettable trips to South Africa, New Zealand, and more. She talks about the tools and resources that make these dream trips possible, and she shares how she started herself. Ready to be inspired and learn how you too can turn your travels into extraordinary experiences? Well, tune into this episode and let Nicole's story guide you to revolutionize your own journey.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome, everybody, to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I am your host, DeAndre Koch. Before we introduce our amazing guest today, just a real quick reminder that we still have our best credit card offers updated for the month of August. And so feel free to go ahead and check those out. If you do find our content helpful, we would love if you would consider using our link to sign up as it supports the show. And there's no difference than if you go through one of our links or if you just Google it or whatever, or find the link through the points guy or whatever it may be. It all supports whoever you decide to go through. So also the last little favor I have for you as well. Please, if you love the content, take a moment, give us a rating. That really helps with the algorithm and all that fun stuff as well. But more importantly, I want to introduce today's amazing guest. We have Nicole, whose handle is at Nicole's Travel Tips today. And I am super excited. Nicole, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Nicole, super excited. I know you have done some amazing points and miles redemptions. You give tips, you give strategies. Your Instagram is full of you balling out on some of the dopest suites on airplanes. And I just want to take it all in today. And I want the listeners to do it as well. And I know you also are part of your own podcast team as well that has its own points and miles talk. And so we're going to get to that as well, because I do want you to mention that for the listeners. But let's just first, before we get into the points and miles talk, would love to hear a little bit about your background. So where in the world are you? Tell us about your family, you know, career, all that fun stuff. Let's get a little background before we get into the meat and potatoes.
Well, I'll tell you like I tell my students. My name is Nicole Haynes, and I'm from the sun-kissed island of Jamaica. I am currently based out of Miami. I'm a high school math teacher with a family of four with two soccer teenagers.
Got it. Got it. So high school math teacher. So I know we were talking a little bit off air. So a little bit of relevance that both of us have. So I know you said you're from the sun-kissed island of Jamaica. I can say that I am half from the sun-kissed island of Jamaica, as my mom is actually Jamaican. So she was born in Kingston, grew up in Moko, which is in the interior, which you and I were talking before we went live, and that is the rural mountainous part, very beautiful part of the country. Yes. But it is very different from the coastline and the cities. So love the connection, love the similarity there.
Yeah, I always say everyone is always like two or three connections away from a Jamaican. So whenever someone's going to travel, I always tell them, hey, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to find a picture of a Jamaican restaurant, some Jamaican food. And inadvertently, it always just pops up. You can go to the deepest, darkest corners of the world, and I'm sure you'll find something Jamaican.
And I'm super excited because I am actually going to be at the Hyatt Zilara, which we use points for, because I'm in one of my best friend's weddings next year. So my fiance and I are going. And if there's one thing that I have to have when I'm in Jamaica or New York, it's a Jamaican beef patty. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait. Absolutely can't wait.
Yeah. Well, when you go there, don't call it a Jamaican beef patty. Just ask for a patty.
Just ask for a patty. Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that reminder, because I would definitely walk in and, yeah, completely botch that. So, Nicole, let me ask you this. How did you get started into the points and miles world? And I'm very curious, is being a math teacher, being a little bit of a numbers nerd like me as a financial advisor, if that's had to play a role, or did you stumble onto it just some completely random other way?
Let me back up a bit. I am sure the math has something to do with it. But before I was a points and miles person, I was dabbling in extreme couponing. I was that lady with the shelf in the garage that had all the soaps, all the detergents, all the shampoos and conditioners. So like, I was always hunting for a deal. Always, always.
I absolutely love that, just because some of my earlier episodes, when I was explaining what points and miles was and travel hacking, I said, hey, look, there's levels to this. And I referenced and said, I was like, it's kind of like extreme couponing, except you're not going to have a basement full of tomato sauce anywhere. So the fact that you came from that world, I think, is awesome, just for that reason. But that also means that, yes, you are very, very keen on finding a very strategic deal. So I'd love to hear more.
So it was one late night watching YouTube. I don't even remember what I was watching before I came up on this video. And I'm scrolling through and I watch this video about credit card points and how they used it to minimize the cost of travel. And I want to say, I think his name was Brian. And I watched that video and then I went down the YouTube spiral and watched a couple more of his videos. And long story short, then that night I was applying for my first and second travel card, all in the same night.
Very nice. Do you remember what those first two cards were?
Yes. First, I applied for the Capital One Venture X, and then I applied for the Chase Freedom Flex. Chase Freedom Flex, because they had an offer on grocery stores. And I was like, oh, everyone goes to the grocery store. I can totally use that.
Very nice.
But I wanted to get into the lounges. That's why I picked the Capital One Venture X.
Got it. So that's the Capital One Venture X is a very super popular card. I know in the points and miles world, right, a lot of times, depending on the level that you take it, there is the act of opening certain cards. And then like kind of once you're done with it, you might downgrade or discard it after at least a year or longer. The Capital One Venture X, if I had to bet, I would assume that's one that you still hold, or am I wrong?
I absolutely still have it, yes. It's a cornerstone in my credit card planning.
I would absolutely agree. I think the perks of it are absolutely huge. And it's I think the $300 travel credit, right, that you get when you book through it is helpful. So even though the fee is a little bit larger, was it $400, maybe $395, something like that is the fee, right? Yeah, $395. You end up getting $300 back just by using it, just booking one hotel room or one flight or whatever it may be, rental car through their portal. So I know that's one that most people definitely love to keep. So I know you said that's a cornerstone. What are the other cards that you might currently be using the most? Or I know oftentimes we flip around to different ones, but either what are you finding you use the most as your daily driver, or what are you currently focused on right now?
So right now for supermarkets, it's the American Express Gold Card. And I'm using my American Express Platinum because I have the dine-in credit. They had a promotion back a few months ago where if you use your card at a restaurant, you'd get 10 times the points plus your base points. So you'd be getting 11 times the points on dining. So whenever we go out to eat, I use that card. And also, I'm working on my American Airlines status again for this year. So I'm using the Aviator card.
Got it. What's your target goal for American Airlines status? I know there's different philosophies on this. I've got mine, but I want to hear yours first. What status are you hoping to get to and why?
Ideally, I'd like to get Executive Platinum. I would love to earn the system-wide upgrades, but I'm not sure I'm going to make it this year. Honestly, if I could get to Platinum or even Platinum Pro, that would be like icing on the cake for me. So I've experienced some of the benefits. Number one, boarding in group one or two. I mean, it's understated and like you don't really grasp the benefit of it until you actually use it, especially since that we travel carry-on only. I'd love to have that overhead bin space.
It's huge.
The main cabin extra seats at booking, being able to pick your seats without having to pay. And if I tie my reservation with my family, we all get to pick seats. And those seats come with free wine, so it's not a bad deal.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you on that. So Platinum Pro is what I target towards because I feel like that's kind of the peak of benefits. Now, the system-wide upgrade is great as well. But yeah, Platinum Pro, I agree with you on. That's a great place to be. Zone 2 boarding, especially if you're doing carry-on only, is great. But I think the best benefit is the fact that you can pick. So if anyone's ever booked an American Airlines ticket, you know the seats are colored blue, green, and orange. Blue or anything with the star or orange, you actually have to either pay a little bit more for. You know, it's usually an exit row, preferred seating, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you have Platinum or Platinum Pro, right, we get to go ahead and just pick that at booking for free. And so we can grab the exit row that's got, you know, 3 feet extra leg room or whatever it may be. Yes. And like you said, we get wine included. We get, you know, Woodford Reserve if you're a bourbon drinker, right? So, I would agree with you for sure there. So American Airlines is what you're targeting, working on your Aviator card. So we've got our drivers. That's what we're focused on. So I want to get into some of these trips you've taken. So for the listeners out there, you've got to check out her Instagram. Especially because, you're flying some of the best flights that are out there. But one of your pinned videos is you flying on Etihad's Apartments. And yes, it's literally a suite in a plane called the apartment. So I would love to hear what was that experience like. And how long did it take you to strategize? I mean, did you spend years building up the points, right? Like how did you get there and how was it?
I have to give Serena credit. Serena is one of the co-hosts on her podcast and her handle is Passion for Points. And she posted about booking this suite and I was like, oh my God, we have been talking a little back and forth then. We hadn't started the podcast and I was like, here's my telephone number. Can you please call me and explain to me how to do it? And she took the time. She was at her daughter's soccer game. And she took 10 minutes and she explained to me. She told me what plane to look for, what seats to pick. And within 30 minutes of that, I was booking it. And she walked me through it. She was like, it's okay. If you can't take it, you can, you know, cancel and get a refund of your points. You will pay a cancellation fee. And I was like, okay, because this flight is not leaving the U.S. or coming back to the U.S., right? This is a middle flight in between. It was flying from Abu Dhabi to London. So I first had to figure out how to get to Abu Dhabi and how to come home from London. So I went with the book now, ask questions later. Which it worked out for us, so thank God for that. We were able to book during Christmas break, and so we had 2 weeks. We left from Miami, flew to Dubai, spent a couple of days there, drove to Abu Dhabi, and then spent about 2 more days there, and then took the flight to London. Now, this was our first ever premium cabin. I felt like we started from the top, and it was, I don't know where it was going to take us after that. I mean, we're coming from Spirit, main cabin extra, to the Etihad apartment.
So when you flew to Dubai, you didn't fly, you know, Emirates business class, Emirates first class, nothing like that. Like, you just got to Dubai, drove to Abu Dhabi, and then you went like top of the top, really nothing below. You just went swung for the fences. That is wild. That's awesome. That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, we flew economy to Dubai, which at this point we had been flying economy everywhere, so it didn't matter to us. A few months before, we spent 13 hours flying to New Zealand. So, like, this was just another walk in the park for us. But now times are changing, and you're like, oh, flying and going to sleep? It's not as underrated as I thought it was.
So has that experience changed your perspective at all now that you've done it, right? Because like you said, right, you're flying economy, that's all you knew. It sounded like some of the better seats you had before were, you know, Spirit's top end, which, I mean, Spirit is Spirit, right? So how difficult is it now for you to fly economy, especially long haul, when it comes versus business class or first class? Or are you forever like, no, I can't go back, I've got to do first class now or business class for these long haul flights?
No, I'm never forgetting where I'm coming from. I will always pick a flight on Spirit if it's convenient and cheap. I will rather fly economy than not go at all. And I just love the fact that we have experienced this now. So now that we know there are options, so I'm going to first look for the business class. But if that's not available, we'll gladly take economy. It's just like icing on the cake.
Very cool. So, I mean, tell us, what was the apartment like, right? What were the amenities? Did you take a shower in the plane? Like, what were all the things that you experienced? We got to hear it.
All right. So it first started when we got to the airport. We were able to experience a new terminal in Abu Dhabi. They take your stuff off of the gurney, the trolley, whatever it is when you pack the car, and they walk you to the first class check-in. I mean, between having the camera out to take footage, cheesing from ear to ear, trying to get my kids in order. It's not as glamorous as you've seen, but like just walking into this place was like amazing. Even to this day, when we take these trips, I'm like not sure if we should be here. And I'm like not certain we're going to continue until they close the plane doors. I'm like, all right, they locked the doors, they can't kick us off now. I'm still in awe of this experience.
That's awesome. So the check-in was phenomenal. Now imagine you had to experience one of Abu Dhabi's amazing lounges, I would assume.
And I love a lounge, okay? Mitch has dubbed me, Mitch, one of our co-hosts, as the lounge lizard. I'm not sure that title is appropriate, but I just love a good lounge. And we were able to experience the first class lounge. And it was up there. It was very, you know, very snooty. It has its own private dining. We were the only four in there for about an hour. You order whatever you want from the menu. The lounge is expansive. It was just weird that we were the only ones there. It is also attached to the business class lounge. And since we had a few hours there, we also went to the business class lounge, and they have a game room, showers, tons of bars, tons of buffets. I think this is the best lounge I've been to.
Very nice. So the start of the process of your trip, I mean, well, actually technically your trip started before you even got to this far, because you had to get to Dubai first. Your experience, I should say, was first class check-in service, first class private dining experience in the airport of all places. And then they brought you to the plane. Now, did you walk on the plane through a normal sky bridge? Did they drive you up there in a Lamborghini? Right. What was the experience getting to the plane? And then what were the amenities once you finally got on the plane, got settled?
So once you check in at the lounge, they make a note of your departure time. And the lady at the lounge told us she will let us know when it's time to go to the gate, because you board directly from the lounge onto the plane. You do have to go down. You do go down the same jetway, but they ask you, do you want to board first or last? So they take that into consideration, and you're escorted by this lady directly from the lounge all the way up to the gate. I mean, never have I ever. Have you ever played that game? This was definitely that game, this day to play that game.
Nice. Very nice. So escort onto the plane. And what was the experience like on the plane in the air?
I know people talk about, oh, you're going to turn right when you get on the plane. And this was our experience turning right. From the moment we entered, the flight attendants were so courteous. They were always smiling. And in the back of my head, I think, well, they know who pay points and who pay cash, so maybe they'll treat us different. I don't know if they know, but I didn't feel like I was treated any differently from anyone else. So they guide you over to your apartment and they explain, you know, the dividers, the seats, the blankets, the pajamas they're going to give you. They take you and sit you down for your welcome beverage. And you were served with warm nuts, a glass of champagne of your choosing. And they took care of the kids so well. So we were able to do four seats for all four of us, my husband and I and our two kids.
Wow.
On this trip, my son wasn't feeling so well, and the flight attendant nurtured him. They brought him whatever medication he needed, you know, just so that he could feel better. Brought him teas, blanket. He was well taken care of.
That's incredible. So do you happen to remember how many points roughly each seat was or the whole redemption was, and then what the cash equivalent would have been for this flight?
Yes. So I booked this flight through Air Canada's Aeroplan. We got four seats at 65,000 points each, and I transferred those points from American Express. The taxes and fees, I believe, was about 70 Canadian dollars. And we flew in December. I want to say, I think I booked this somewhere between March and June.
Okay, got it. What would have been the cash price for per ticket?
Oh, the cash price. I looked it up because I wanted to get like the maximum price, like the day before we left, and it was about $5,700 one way from Abu Dhabi to London. So we got $20,000 for $300.
Hey, it's DeAndre here, and we're going to interrupt this episode real quick to tell you about two great opportunities for all of you. First, join our private Facebook community to connect with fellow points and miles enthusiasts, get exclusive tips and updates, as well as get your questions answered directly by me and others in the community. And if you're looking to level up your points and miles skills, we've partnered with Lux Travel Hacks to offer you 50% off their online course that will teach you all the basics you need to know to learn how to travel in business or first class, all for less than you'd pay for economy. Don't forget to use the code BOLDLYGO at checkout. You'll find all the details and links to both of these in the show notes. Now, let's get back to our episode. Yeah, I mean, absolutely insane. And the crazy thing is, right, so for someone listening that would just try to get the same ticket using their Amex points on the Amex portal, that would have been 500,000 points plus per ticket. So you're talking 2 million points that you would have had to have used, or they would have to have used through the Amex's portal. And you did the smart thing, right? You found this redemption through Air Canada, Aeroplan. So you went ahead and transferred your points from Amex to Aeroplan. And I know for them, it typically happens pretty instantly. So all you have to do is transfer roughly. So it's around, doing math in my head right now, but about 27.
Is that 260?
As I say, 260,000, 270,000 points, something like that, and $300.
Correct.
Absolutely insane. Like, that's incredible for a flight. I mean, like, the cool thing about this also, right, this podcast is called Revolutionizing Your Journey, right? Because the journey becomes different. Like, you sought out just an amazing experience on an airplane. And, like, the dichotomy or the difference between flying Spirit Airlines to Etihad apartments, right? Like you said, never have I ever been asked, do you want to board first or last? And let's go, I will take you from the lounge to the plane directly, no stop, no waiting in general, you know, gen pop. Even when you fly business class with Emirates or whoever, right? There's still a moment of waiting with everyone else, and you just got preference of just boom, I'm hanging out in the lounge drinking champagne, and now someone has walked me to my apartment in the sky where I'm drinking champagne. So that is an awesome, awesome story, Nicole. I'm super glad and excited that you were able to experience that.
Like, yeah, I mean, when you say it out loud, I'm like, oh yeah, we did do that.
Yeah. I mean, you did it. You did the thing that, you know, I think so many people just could be taking advantage of, and you did it. So let's talk more about some other kind of trips, experiences. You know, so I know, so there was kind of that whole trip, which was a whole process of basically getting to Abu Dhabi and then working your way back here. But what other amazing trips have you taken? I know, you are from Jamaica, so I imagine you guys go to Jamaica often. Do you ever utilize points for stays there? I mean, I imagine there might be some stays with family and other things, but have you stayed at any of the beautiful Hyatts or any of the properties there? Or do you use points to get down there? Or I know you've been to South Africa, a few other places. So what have been some other places that you've been to and would love to hear your stories around them?
Okay, let's start with Jamaica. I've only been to Jamaica once in the last 5 years, and this was recently. We went in April. So we flew Southwest, and then we have Southwest Companion Pass. So I had to buy the tickets for myself and my husband, and our kids flew as our companion, and we just paid the taxes and fees. That was the only time we used points and miles to get to Jamaica. And when I go to Jamaica, I like to stay with friends or family. So no, I haven't stayed at one of the hotels using the points yet. My sister has an Airbnb in Jamaica, so we stayed there. And it's a really nice Airbnb. You can fit like 8 to 10 people there.
Wow. No, I 100% understand that, right? Stay with family. I mean, you're going back to visit family. Absolutely makes sense. But you still use points to get down there, companion pass strategy, which is very common. So that's awesome.
We had a great time. Points and miles came in handy while we were there. My sister actually works for Spirit, and my mom was going to fly back standby, but the flights were full. So luckily we had some extra Southwest points, and we were able to get her on the flight we were taking like the day before. So sometimes it's not just all about the glitz and glamour. I mean, I was able to get my mom home when Spirit left her hanging, even though we love Spirit. But it can be touch and go.
I think you might be the first person on this podcast to say that sentence out loud. So I will respect that, though. I will respect that. So I know you love Spirit. You know, you've posted about kind of the Spirit experience as well. And I know Spirit does have positive experiences, even though they're getting a lot of negative raps. But hey, they've got very, very budget travel. And so I think it's like you said before, like, I would much rather someone fly a Spirit and get there and experience it, and they save money that way, than to just say, hey, I'm not going to travel at all because I can't afford American or Delta or whatever it may be. So the ability to travel, I think, is huge no matter how you do it. So any other amazing trips you've taken with the family? And I'm also curious, you know, we've had people on the show that have younger children, or very young children, but I know your children are a little bit older. So how's the experience been doing some of these things and having these travel experiences with kids that are teenagers versus, you know, maybe 4 or 5, 6 years old?
Yeah, we've been to quite a few places recently. So we went to South Africa for about 10 days. They absolutely loved it. We went to New Zealand during Thanksgiving. Like you said, Abu Dhabi and Dubai. A couple summers ago, we took them the first time to Europe. We went to Portugal and Paris. And we will be going back to Paris right in time for the Olympics this year. So I've been to a couple places. Colombia, Peru, El Salvador. And did I say Colombia? And recently, we just came back from Mexico City. So sometimes they're like, oh my God, I'm tired. I don't want to go anywhere. But then they go and they enjoy it. But they don't tell you immediately, these teenagers. You'll hear it like in a side conversation, right? Like we'll be sitting somewhere and they'll be like, remember that time we had the spider in the car? Something like that. And that's when you know, they're like, oh, they did have fun. Or they have a lasting, you know, cornerstone memory of a trip that we take. And I don't think anyone can take that from them.
So you're not getting the instant gratification of while they're at the hotel or on the plane, they're not like, oh, mom, this is so incredible. Wow, thank you, thank you. But it comes back in the future where they're like, oh, you know, I'm thinking about that trip. And that's how you know, like, all right, got it. Like, this was an experience for them.
Yeah. And every so often there's an instant gratification. I get the, that was fun. That was cool. That's all you get. That was cool.
That's awesome. So of some of these other places, what would you say from a stay standpoint, whether it was, you know, use points or just an incredible location of the places you've named, because you named a lot of really beautiful places, like I've been to Colombia as well, right? Beautiful, vibrant city. What would you say would be outside of the travel and the Etihad apartment flying and such, what would you say destination-wise was a place that really just blew you away, or you stayed somewhere that was absolutely incredible that you might not have otherwise stayed if you didn't have the points or use the points to stay there?
Dubai and Abu Dhabi. The Grand Hyatt at Abu Dhabi was amazing. I originally was going to stay at the Andaz because that was 8,000 points and I love a good deal. And I'm like, it's a hotel. Who cares? We're not going to be in the room, whatever. And then Serena was like, I think you should stay at the Grand Hyatt. And I was like, that's an extra 10,000 points per room per night. And she's like, no, spend it. The points will come back. And I'm like, begrudgingly. And it was non-refundable, but I held my breath. We booked it for 4 nights. And we got an upgrade on our room. And this was like the apartment going to the apartment. The room at Grand Hyatt Abu Dhabi is like none I've ever seen. Floor to ceiling windows. The Middle East sunrise was amazing. This massive tub in the bathroom. And their lounge has sushi, a bartender, all kinds of meals. So basically you're eating breakfast and dinner for free if you have global status, because you have access to the lounges there and breakfast. And you really just have to figure out what to eat for lunch. But this is one hotel that if I had to stay inside the hotel all day, I would be fine. The gym was great. The architecture is amazing. And it's right across the street from one of the palaces. So you could just walk right over there and enjoy that also. This palace had a cappuccino that had 24 karat gold in it. I did not splurge on that, but I heard about it. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I can just imagine. I haven't stayed there. I haven't been to Abu Dhabi, been to Dubai, stayed at the Grand Hyatt in Muscat, Oman, and the Middle Eastern flair in a Hyatt is an incredible experience, and their food spreads are absolutely insane. So I can only imagine how nice it is in Abu Dhabi. And we definitely want to get back there to the UAE. So Abu Dhabi is on our list to get back to. So maybe I'm just going to do what you did. I'm going to go ahead and book the Abu Dhabi to London Etihad apartments and then just figure the rest out. Because, you know, why not?
Why not? And Oman is on the top of my list to visit, like the very top.
It is one of the most incredible countries ever. One of the most surprising countries. In fact, someone this last weekend, we were in Cancun with some friends and they were like, hey, what's the most surprising country you've been to? And my answer was Oman, because of the fact, I mean, there's so many reasons, incredibly beautiful. And, you know, I think as Americans, we naturally have a lot of preconceived notions of the Middle East in general. And I've never been somewhere that I felt the local population was so proud that you chose to visit their country. Like they were just inspired that you were there. The niceness, the gratitude, the helpfulness. I've never felt safer. I drive a lot of times when we're in these other countries, never felt safer driving through random deserts at night in another country than in Oman. So you absolutely got to go. It's such an incredible place.
Okay. Yeah, traveling outside the U.S., there's so many preconceptions that we have, especially being here. Like, I recently stayed in a pod hotel, and there's nowhere to basically lock up your belongings. You close the pod door, which is not locked, it's closed, and you leave your stuff there until you venture out all day and come back. And in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to take my stuff. Not that I have anything important, but, you know, I had to hide my passport. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to take my running shoes. I got back and nobody cared. You know what I mean? Everyone has their own stuff, so no one's thinking about taking your stuff. But I think travel opens up our mind to so many other notions, right? Like, everything is not like we see it here in the U.S. And it's a bit uncomfortable at first, but once you get into the groove of it, you're like, oh my God, that thing I saw on TV about Jamaica being unsafe, It's not that big of a deal. El Salvador, most dangerous country in the world, it's totally fine. Not to say that you should not be aware of your surroundings, but a lot of things are sensationalized. And until you get to the destination and experience it yourself, you shouldn't cast judgment. That's just my little soapbox for the day.
I co-sign that 100%. Absolutely 100%. I think that was very well said. So, Nicole, as we start to move in the direction of wrapping up here, would love to hear what resources, tools, communities have you found helpful in the points and miles world in learning yourself? And would love for you to talk a little bit more about your Let's Get to the Points podcast that you are a co-host on as well.
So starting out, I would tell people to follow as many points and miles people on Instagram as possible. Everyone has their own spin on things, their own ideas, and their own tips. So the more resources you have, the better. The tools I've used to help me along the way here are things like, number one, Seats.Arrow has helped us find so many award tickets. And now they have a hotel branch where you could also set alerts for your hotels, which has come in clutch more often than I need to. Sometimes I'm looking for a hotel, it's not available, but I send an alert and like 2 weeks later, they're like, oh, your hotel is now available. I definitely love following Find Flights For Me on Instagram. Him teamed up with Seats.Aero, you're about to find all of these luxury trips, all of the business class flights, all of the deals between these two partners. You definitely want to check them out.
Perfect. And what about your podcast?
So our podcast is called Let's Get to the Points. We publish a new episode every Friday, and there's four of us, and we are a diverse group of people. We have flying all the way from Spirit to Etihad. We have Mitch that always loves to fly first class, Serena and her extended family travel, and Miguel with his aspirational travel. And so because all of us are coming from a different place, I find that people always find some part of us that they identify with. And the chemistry between us and the little banter and the bicker, it's kind of comical. So you should definitely check it out on Fridays on YouTube.
Awesome. Well, Nicole, thank you so much. Any future travel plans you're super excited about? I know you named a lot of the great places you guys have been. I know what's on the top of your bucket list, but anything you have lined up coming up either this year or next year that you already have booked, or you are scouring Seats.Aero and all the resources right now trying to find the right redemption to pull off?
Yes, two trips that are coming up that I'm extremely excited about is Thailand and Japan. I can't wait to get to Asia. I hear the hospitality there is great. And I have two business class seats to Thailand, and I'm looking for two more for my kids. So I've set alerts on Seats.Aero for that for sure.
Oh my goodness. I could talk about Thailand for hours. Oh, it is so in my of all countries been to, Thailand is number one for so many reasons. Oman's in the top three. I'm gonna put Maldives at number two. A lot of sentimental reasons there. Got engaged there. It's a beautiful country. Maldives is amazing. Thailand, it's incredible. And everyone that you would say, because I didn't use a lot of points to get there when I went about 5 or 6 years ago, but it was like, hey, it's expensive to get there, but once you're there, everything's cheap. Which is 100% true, but if you use points, that rule goes out the way because then it's cheap to get there because you're using points, and then it's cheap to be there. I could talk for hours. I'm just gonna two things. A, food is incredible everywhere, and you can get a full meal for yourself for dinner for like $5 US. And B, yes. Get massages every single day, the whole family. A 90-minute massage is like $15 US. So a massage is about $5 per 30 minutes, at least when I was there. Maybe inflation's caught up with that a little bit. But I remember I had like a 90-minute massage. I walked out and I paid $15. And I was walking out and I saw it was like 30-minute foot massage. And I was like, you know what? Why not? $5 more. and the guy that did the massage – It was phenomenal. It was great. I was like, I've never had my foot rubbed for 30 minutes. Sounds kind of creepy, but it was amazing, especially all the walking we were doing. So,
oh, I know.
So
yeah.
Thailand is a great experience. I think no matter what you are looking for or in your family, right? Whether you're more about the cultural experience, the food, the sights, you want to hang out with monks, you want to whatever it may be on pristine beaches, you're going to experience it there. So I'm super excited for you for that.
Yeah, Thailand is one of those places that I haven't been to, but I know I'm going to have to go back to. You know, like you're already planning your second trip because you're like, I don't have enough time on this trip to see everything, so I'm coming back.
100%.
And I heard there is a Jamaican restaurant in Bangkok. So I'm on the seek and find for that restaurant.
I'm gonna be paying attention to your stories because I wanna see you there. So I went before I met my fiance. So we're definitely going back because she knows I love Thailand and I talk about it all the time. So she's like, so when are we going? So I need to figure out where this place is, and then so when you go and share it, I'm going to be bookmarking it so that I can go as well. So super excited for that.
All right, good.
So Nicole, before we wrap up here, where can the listeners connect with you? Where can they follow you? What's the best way for them to connect with you, see your stories, see your Etihad apartment experience, and all your tips for traveling to Jamaica, Mexico City, El Salvador, and all the other great places you've been?
Yeah, definitely check out my Instagram page at Nicole's Travel Tips. And you can also check out the podcast Instagram page at Let's Get to the Points. And subscribe to us on YouTube. We bring lots of information, lots of tips about credit cards, traveling, everything travel related.
Perfect. Two final questions for you that we always like to ask, Nicole. First, who else should we have on the show? Sounds like you got a great circle of travel hacking points and miles influencers in your circle.
Yes. So anyone from Let's Get to the Points, you can definitely invite them. But I'd also like to introduce you to another Jamaican. Do you know Choose to Explore?
I do not.
Okay, you definitely want to check him out. He is also a budget traveler, but he also travels all around the world with him and his wife. And their tagline is, see the world, save a dollar.
All right, I am excited to connect with another Jamaican. I think that's going to be great. And you know, I love that tagline, see the world, save a dollar, budget travel. I think that's going to be some great content that we can have on the show as well. So Nicole, thank you. Last question, any final tips or any final thoughts or anything like that before we wrap this one up?
Yeah, if you're thinking about getting into credit card points and miles and you're not sure, I would say try one card, take the leap, and you won't regret it. It's a little difficult. It can be overwhelming with all the information, but it is truly worth it. I mean, you can see that my family and I have traveled to a lot of places, and we wouldn't be able to do it if it wasn't for this hobby that we have here. So jump in, take it slow, take it fast, but just make sure you jump in.
Just jump in. Just do it. Nicole, thank you so much for your time today. This was incredible. I love the stories that you shared and your philosophy on travel and the mindset of travel and how you've embraced points and miles and how you took your hobby from extreme couponing to points and miles. Actually, I've got to ask. So another question. Are you still doing the extreme couponing or have you just evolved more just points and miles now?
I have evolved it a little bit more, but I still, when I go to the supermarket, only buy the buy one, get one frees.
Nice.
We're just not buying 20 of them.
Got it. Okay. So no bunkers full of tomato sauce, but we're still being strategic in the supermarket. Love it. Well, thank you so much, Nicole. Thank you for being on the show today. Thank you for the wealth of knowledge that you've put out for the listeners, but also the inspiration of what they could accomplish as well just by getting into points and miles and just by starting and doing it. So thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate this. I love being able to get to talk with like-minded people because like the people around me sometimes are like, you're just over it. So thank you for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I agree. I love getting to mind meld with like-minded individuals who also love travel. And for the listeners out there, if you liked our show, please remember to rate, please subscribe, please join and follow Nicole on her handle and her podcast as well. You're going to hear a lot of really great things. And as always, if you like the show, tell your friends, tell your families, join, jump in, start the points and miles, and in general, get out there and travel. This podcast is called Revolutionizing Your Journey because I want you to get out. I want you to travel more, whether it's flying Spirit Airlines, whether it's using points, whether it's just going around the world to and saving a dollar while doing so, whatever it may be, go out, get it done, and have fun while doing it for not just yourself, but your family. Create all the memories. And as always, we'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.